You notice,
yeah, nothing.
He doesn't make much of
He has a doctorate, full professor, and he's in charge of communications down in North Texas State. And he makes peanuts.
Yeah, he sounds like the man to know. I should write him a letter.
That's right. His name is Professor Edwin L. Glick.
Yeah. I have considered doing some
excellent teacher
work and studying radio. I've been listening to you now for 6 months, and Mr. Williams, who's on before.
Yes.
And I'm really impressed with the talk show type of format. It's one thing that this part of Ohio has very little of.
And Jerry went to the sixth grade.
No, I don't believe that.
I know it.
He is. He's pretty sharp. I don't necessarily.
Pretty sharp.
All the time.
He's darn sharp.
But he seems ahead. He seems to be up on everything.
He is.
And that's one thing that I'm really impressed by. And he seems to read a lot.
He does.
I find reading an awful good thing to get into. And for someone who seems to read as much as he does, my hat's off to him.
Well. He's that. Tim, I want to thank you very much. Tim Conley.
Right.
Pizza maker, Youngstown, Ohio. Right.
And when the weather's good and I can pick you up, I'll be out delivering pizzas. I always listen to you then.
Hey, you're okay. And we have regards from Boston to you, Tim.
Thank you very much.
so
you're a little swell there.
So long, Tim.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. 254-5678, you're on WBC. Hello.
Hello, Larry.
Hello.
How you doing?
Let me check. Not bad, thank you.
Not bad, huh?
Hey.
Is this Larry? Let me check.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Larry, this is Mark.
Marky Parky.
Yeah, how you doing, Larry?
Okay, Mark.
Pretty good.
Hey, we'll spend the whole afternoon saying, hey, how are you? Not bad. Hey, how are you?
Pretty good, Larry.
Pretty good. It's not bad, thank you. How are you?
Okay, not too bad.
How's your uncle? How's your aunt? How's your family? The kids okay? Wife?
Oh, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. Everybody's pretty good.
How's your mother, the father, uncle? Uncle Sal? Anybody? Everybody okay?
No, they're good.
Good. Wonderful.
No, what was I going to say?
I give up. Just say goodbye.
I know. Listen,
no,
you
want
to do all the talking?
Yeah, I want to do some talking.
Well, this is your talk show, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I'm ready to talk. Come on, Marky Parky.
You know, Larry, I was going to call.
Where are you, Queen? Where are you calling?
It hasn't been announced
yet. Mark, you've been on for 2 minutes. You haven't said anything yet?
I know. You're doing all the talking. What are we going to do?
I ain't saying nothing. Where are you from?
Where am I from?
Let's get that again. I stumped you, huh?
All right.
Look at your driver's license.
Yeah, let me see. It says Irving McHugh. Oh.
Who?
Irving McHugh.
Irving McHugh. This is not... Mark, is this...
Yeah, Larry, who do you think you're talking to?
You're the third Marky Parky tonight.
Well, I'm not the... No, it's not Marky Parky. It's Sparky Marky.
Sparky Marky McHugh. Hey, Mark.
What?
Do you know, the last time you called, after the sessions that we had...
Right,
you said one thing. Now, you said that you didn't hit.
I didn't hit, right.
No, you did, but wait a minute, Mark.
All right, go ahead,
I didn't give you the suggestions that you'd hit. This was strictly on fielding, right?
Exactly.
I didn't even realize until you hung up and I said... Now, how come that Berkey got 2 for 3 and 2 of them were home runs, right?
That's right.
And you said you didn't hit, but I didn't give you suggestions. Just on fielding, we said, as soon as you... How was your fielding that day?
It was good.
You said we did it.
Yeah, but no.
But what, Mark?
What I'm trying to say, though, Larry, is you can't concentrate. I mean, what are you trying to say? Is that in hypnosis, you have to eliminate... All right, suppose I want to field, all right?
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, fielding, I mean, hitting's already eliminated?
No, it's not eliminated, but, the concentration would be on a specific thing. I mean, no, it wouldn't detract, like, if you wanted...
Yeah, right, I realize that. I'm not denying it.
See, now, what about Berkey? Now, his fielding was still okay, right?
Oh, Berkey's fielding...
Wait a minute, hold it. What is it, Frank? What are we talking about? Oh, here's what happened. Oh, that's right, I forgot.
Tommy's hitting it.
No, wait a minute. Hey, Frank said, what's going on? These are three friends of mine. They play baseball at Northeastern. They're athletes.
Yeah.
So they came up for some sessions in hypnosis.
Right.
Now, this guy, Tom Burke, wanted to increase his hitting power.
Yeah.
So I was just telling Frank, you know, what the story was. So anyways, we had him up there. I can't tell you all the suggestions I gave him. But anyway, that night they played, and he got 2 for 3, 2 home runs. I mean, he's a strong kid.
It was in the box score the next day, Larry, in the paper, if you didn't believe me.
What?
It was just in case you didn't believe me. Tommy did hit 2 home runs that night.
Hey, Mark, I believe you.
You're
an honest kid.
No.
So anyway, the next night, Mark called me and said, hey, it was great. Mark did, Tommy did very well, and he said that he didn't hit. This is Mark didn't hit.
Right.
But the suggestion I gave him, the hypnosis, why did we even talk about hitting to him? We talked about fielding because he was an infielder, and now he's out in the outfield. So he wanted to improve his accuracy and, you know, getting off at the whack of the bat and so forth.
Right.
So that was the suggestion I gave Mark. And then when you hung up, I said, let me see. Mark said, I got zip for four. But I remember we talked nothing about face, about hitting. Now, the next time we have another session, Marky Parky,
yeah,
I'll give you that. Sparky Marky, I'll give you the suggestion on hitting, too. All right?
Okay. That's great.
Have you practiced any of the self-hypnosis?
Oh, hey, Larry, I tell you right now.
Yeah?
It was funny. The other day, Tommy was talking to my mother.
Yeah.
Right? And, Berkey was so gung-ho about it.
Yeah, he's a great subject. He'll do very well.
Is he really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like he said, believe him when he says, his mother's into that stuff, you know, hypnosis. Not necessarily hypnosis, the mind.
Yeah, this is interesting because the other fella, Dave...
David, you know, he's a perfect example because, you know, I thought you were mad at us because David was very, very... negative.
No.
What you were saying.
Now, he's not only negative there, but he's negative in life. And if he keeps that attitude, it's like having pulling the reins on a racehorse.
Right.
Now, he's strong. He's got the ability, but he can hurt himself by saying, no, I can't do this, or I don't believe in this. As a result, he'll have a handicap.
Yeah.
Now, just the opposite is Tom Burke. He believes in this. He believed in what I said, and then you can see the action. He believed in it, and he'll continue to succeed, and so would you, Mark.
Yeah, well, Tommy's like that, Larry. He believes in the like myself. Hey, listen, if you believe in something, you can do it. Let's face it.
That's right.
Listen, like you said about yourself, hey, listen, I can have a good talk show. Hey, listen,
Did you enjoy it up there?
Oh, I loved it.
That's
I thought it was great. I haven't stopped talking about the people... We've been talking about this. So many guys in the ball club.
Yeah.
It's been unbelievable.
Well.
The response that these guys have had. I can tell you right now, Larry, I don't want to mention no names to put some guys' names in the air.
Right.
This guy was telling you, he was a professional ball club in the minor leagues. He said that he was hypnotized out in Arizona.
Yeah.
A hypnotist. I think I might have mentioned this before. And he said the guy had him eating an apple.
Yeah.
No, eating an onion, but thinking it was an apple.
Yeah, I used to do that. Yeah, that's
something
easy.
Like, that's unbelievable. Now, that part, I just say, look, that's going
on. He's a very good subject. I could do that with Tom now and in three or four sessions with you.
No, it was so funny because David goes, the first thing he said when we walked out of the place to me and Berkey, David says, he goes, you know something, Mark? He goes, you could have pulled your hands apart. He goes, don't give me that crap that you couldn't do it. You know, because you and Berkey were just trying to make Larry feel good. Hey, listen. I says, the way he was talking, the way everything was going, I said, hey, listen, I felt good at, what he was doing,
Right.
He goes, Mark, I said, listen, Dave, you took a negative attitude and you walked in the place.
Right.
I said, you took a negative attitude and you walked out.
I know, that's a shame, too.
I says, no, really.
I know.
That's why he's hitting 144 in the Park League now.
See, that's a good example. I was going to ask you what his average was, 144. And what's Berkey hitting?
Berkey hitting right now? He's hitting about 455 right now.
Okay.
In the Park League.
Hey, you see the difference, right? 455, 133. One guy has a negative, one guy has a...
That's what we said today. Hey,
Mark.
A bunch of junk.
Mark, hold on. I got to get the 4 o'clock news. Hold on.
Can I hold on, Larry?
Hold on. I'll get some Java.
Okay, thanks.
That's the name of this tune, Java.
Anyway, why not? I'll go out and get the news organized here. We have this one little spot, and then we'll be back, and I may ask questions about this newscast. I want everyone to listen.
The BZ Airports.
Joe Green in the BZ Copter covers Boston traffic Monday through Friday, mornings and afternoons. Ned Foster in the BZ Plane reports on weekend traffic every weekend. The BZ Airport has traffic coverage every day on WBZ Radio 103.
Don Kent's weather reports change as quickly as the weather. Join him for complete details weekday mornings from 6 until 9 on Radio 103. The Spirit of New England, WBC Boston Group, W. Westinghouse Broadcasting. It's 48 degrees in Boston. Tonight's going to be 45. I'm Streeter Glick reporting at 3 o'clock, WBZ News. I wish it would warm up a little bit. With the Rockefeller Commission having completed its probe of the CIA, President Ford has turned over to the Justice Department the investigation of alleged agency involvement in foreign assassination plots. Ford said at a Monday night news conference that the findings of the Rockefeller panel will be released on Tuesday, but all assassination material will be kept secret pending possible criminal charges by the Attorney General.
The Justice Department for possible prosecution.
UPI's Helen Thomas asked the President what the United States
learned to grant immunity to former Howard Hughes aide Robert Mayhew. The immunity, if granted, would be in return for Mayhew's testimony concerning alleged CIA efforts to kill Cuba's Fidel Castro. House voting begins Tuesday on amendments to the Ways and Means Committee proposed energy tax.
To work with other governments that feel freedom is important. Mrs. Litchfield later said she feels Ford, in her words, dodged the issue.
A Portuguese military spokesman says Portuguese paratroopers stormed strongholds of two rival black African nationalist factions, which have been battling in Angola for about 3 months. Spokesman says the troops confiscated arms because the movement had ignored a ceasefire agreement to keep heavy weapons out of the capital. United States officials in Laos say an American woman was arrested last week on charges of plotting against the government in Vientiane. She is identified as Rosemary Conway, a longtime resident of Laos. Laotian sources says that she is charged in connection with a reported plot to fly government warplanes out of the country. WBZ News Time, 2 minutes after 3.
If you have a question about government in Massachusetts, any question about any government, state, county, or town, the voter information phone has the answer. BZ suggests you call toll-free 1-800-882-1649. The voter information phone, 1-800-882-1649.
Heated arguments, pro and con, spewed forth as the state Supreme Court took up the question of the death penalty. BZ's Art Gardner has a courthouse report.
The last capital punishment statute left on the books here in Massachusetts provides a death penalty for rape murder. And today the seven justices of the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court listened to the challenges and the defenses of the remaining death penalty law. Boston attorney William Holman, speaking on behalf of 18-year-old Robert O'Neill, who was sentenced to death for rape murder 3 years ago, asked that the youth death sentence now be reduced to life imprisonment. The death penalty, said Holman, is offensive to the Constitution. There has never been in the last half century any persuasive arguments that the death penalty is a greater deterrent of murder than a life sentence. Assistant District Attorney D. Lloyd McDonald, arguing that the rape murder death penalty should be retained, said it's the one effective law for wrongdoers. Who should bear the burden in such cases, he asked the court. Should it be the life of the innocent victim or the wrongdoer who took that life away? The state Supreme Court took the arguments, which lasted 90 minutes, under advisement. Art Gardner, WBZ News from the state Supreme Court.
And now the weather for Boston and vicinity. For the rest of this morning, fair with low temperatures, 45 to 50. I wish we could have it warmer for you, but for Tuesday, June 10th, 1975, mostly sunny, with high temperatures in the 60s along the coast and in the 70s inland. Tuesday night, fair, low temperatures in the 50s. Wednesday, getting a little warmer now, sunny with high temperatures in the upper 70s. Probability of precipitation near zero through Tuesday night.
In Boston now, it's 48 degrees. Hi, sports fans, on the BZ scoreboard. In the American League, Texas 12 and Boston 4, California 5 and the Yankees 3, Milwaukee 1 and the White Sox zip, Kansas City 5 and Detroit 2, Minnesota 11, Cleveland 10, Oakland 4 and Baltimore 3. In the National League, St. Louis 5, Atlanta 4, Pittsburgh 9, Cincinnati 2, Chicago 4 and Houston 3, Los Angeles 4, Montreal zip, San Diego 8, Philadelphia 3, San Francisco 5, New York 4. That's it, sports fans, the top story of the hour. With the Rockefeller Commission having completed its probe of the CIA, President Ford has turned over to the Justice Department the investigation of alleged agency involvement in foreign assassination plots. And that's a 3 o'clock WBZ report. I'm Streeter Glick, WBZ News. Once again, back to the Larry Glick Show. And we'd like to say once again, I think every morning from 4 until 5, we'll take just out-of-state calls. Out-of-state calls, because people do write in, they say, we'd like to get in, it's more difficult to get in out-of-state than it is locally, so we know the local people will understand. So from 4 to 5, we'll take just out-of-state calls every morning. Let's do that every morning, 4 to 5. Okay, let's take some calls. 254-5678, you're on WBZ. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Lady. Hi.
Hello there, yes. Hi.
You're Larry Glick.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to respond to Linda. It was her brother, Bob.
Oh.
Okay. You know, Linda.
Yes.
You know, the girl that called you about, and she was going to get married.
Oh, yes.
And they
yes.
wanted you to
yes.
play that.
Yes.
Cemetery thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, well, I just thought they were very ungrateful kids.
They're ungrateful kids. Why?
Well, I mean, you know, he's going to Amherst, and who's going to pay for his education?
I was going to ask that question, but I didn't.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm asking it. And, you know, here they were so unhappy with their parents that she's marrying a guy a year younger than she is.
Yes.
And I just didn't approve of the whole thing, and I think there's something to be said for respect for your parents.
Yes, honor thy mother and father.
Right.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago.
Right. You don't have to adhere to the out-of-town thing from 4 to 5, right?
Oh, yeah,
you
no.
Know, don't always get you on the air, but I was so incensed over that I just had to try to reach you.
Oh, I wished I had those kids back on again so I could put them on with you and you could ask
them. Well, I mean, yeah, really. I just don't think that's right because, you know, that's a very expensive place to go to.
Yes, it is.
And, I mean, you know, if he's going to talk this way about his parents, that he should leave and be on his own and just don't take any money from them. But he apparently isn't going to do that.
Well,
I just don't approve of that.
I was going to ask, and it slipped.
Yeah, you didn't have your thinking cap on, did you?
No.
No.
No. What do you do in Chicago, lady?
What do I do in Chicago? Well, I'm a nurse.
A registered nurse?
Uh-huh.
Are you working now?
Yes, I am.
Are you at the hospital now?
No, I'm not. I'm at home now.
Oh. How long have you been a registered nurse?
How long have I been? Oh, about 12 years.
Are you a good nurse?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
I think so, too.
Yes.
There's no fooling around with you. When you say, let's do something, that's it right now.
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio, and, you know, we don't never do things halfway.
That's right.
Right?
I can tell that. Right. Hey, what is a... Do you do private duty or do you work in a hospital?
Oh, I'm in a hospital right now.
What does a nurse get now, private duty in Chicago?
Oh, it's pretty high.
How much? Tell me.
Well, right now I'm getting 40 a day.
Whew. Can you imagine? 40, that's not bad, is it?
No.
What is that, for 8 hours? How
right.
many? Huh?
Uh-huh.
That's not bad.
No.
And you prefer a hospital work to a private duty?
Well, yeah, I guess. It depends, you know.
Can you imagine if a guy was sick and he had to get nursed around the clock?
I've never really done, I only did one private duty case, and it was a terminal case, and it was kind of, you know, and it kind of broke me up, which it didn't do.
How, an old, yeah. old person?
It's similar general.
Yeah. Imagine paying
out. It's very satisfactory.
Let me ask you a question, nurse. What's your opinion on this malpractice insurance, right?
I can't hear you.
I said, since you're in the nursing and medical profession, I'd like to ask you your opinion. What's your first name, nurse?
Laura.
Laura. What's your opinion, and what do you think is going to happen with this malpractice insurance rate?
Well, I think it's getting completely out of hand, and something drastic, I think, will have to happen.
Like what? Socialized medicine?
Oh, well, I think we're coming to that eventually anyway. I mean, that's...
There was a doctor here in Massachusetts, Laura, who was in practice as a general practitioner for 24 years, and he had one malpractice suit in the 24 years, and he was found innocent of it. And he can't get insurance, and he's going out of practice.
I know. It's absolutely deplorable, and people have taken such advantage of this. This is not right, really, because most of the doctors, I think, and nurses are so conscientious, and this is just not right. Sure, there are a few cases where people bungle up things, but
right.
this happens in every profession.
That's true.
Yeah, and
no, I agree.
Why this is taking on such momentum, I really don't know.
Yeah, most physicians are conscientious people.
Yeah, and this is why your hospital costs and everything else has gone up so high.
Yeah.
And I'll bet by 1980 you'll be paying $400 a day for a hospital room.
Hey, what do the physicians pay for this malpractice insurance premium in Chicago? How much a year?
Fantastic.
Do you have what do they pay? Just for an idea, how much do they pay?
Well, up to $100,000.
$100,000.
Uh-huh.
Holy mackerel! $100,000. I knew it was high, but I had no idea. That's why I heard some were paying $75,000.
Yeah. Well, it depends on your specialty, you see.
$100,000.
It's pretty fantastic.
It must be interesting that how much money they'd have to make in order to pay that. I mean, to pay out $100,000.
Yeah, that's why they have to pass it on.
Huh?
That's why they pass it on to their patients.
Yeah.
And the patients complain, and then it's reflected in everything. It's just like every consumer thing, like food and everything else that the consumers use, passed down from one person to the other.
I didn't think there were that many malpractice suits.
Oh, there are.
Huh?
Oh, there are.
That you're saying there are?
There are, yes.
Yeah, I wasn't even aware.
Some of our best hospitals have quite a few suits against them right now. Evanston Hospital, which is one of the largest, that's where Northwestern University is.
Yes.
They have several suits against them right now.
Usually, Laura, how successful are these malpractice suits, generally speaking? Successful or unsuccessful?
Well, you see, what happens is that they drag on and on and on, and then they hire these lawyers, and they collect about half of what the thing is being sued for.
Yeah.
So that actually, the person, if it's suing, does not really get that much out of it.
Yeah. Well, I hope it settles soon because
their lawyers collect so much. I think they get 50%.
That high, huh?
Mm-hmm. And so you see the courts being what they are,
yeah.
They drag on and on. And people get so weary.
Laura, hold on a second.
Get it over with.
The light's on in room 506. Hold on a second. Hey, find out what they want in room 506, will you? Tell her to relax.
They want a bedpan.
All right. Hey, Charlie, get a bedpan down to 506, will you, please? I'm talking to Laura now. She can't come. Go ahead, Laura. That sometimes
I said people then get so tired of it. Do you ever watch 60 Minutes?
Well, I've seen it once.
Well, they had a program on this, and they showed two cases which were just so horrendous. Well, of course, I suppose they select the worst that they can find. But one was where the person that was supposed to administer the anesthetic was not there. And there was brain damage done and so forth. And this child was left a complete imbecile. They really had a case that they should have filed suit against that hospital.
Yeah.
But the case dragged on and on and on. And so they finally settled out of court. And really, they got so little out of it, it was ridiculous. Because the attorneys collected most of it. So you just really wonder because the people were not helped that much because their expenses were so horrendous. And here they just had like a vegetable on their hands, really.
Hmm. Well, listen, Laura.
And who knows how long that child is going to live, but it was the fault of the hospital administration.
Yeah.
and it was a simple tonsillectomy.
Right.
So there was no reason for this. I mean, that was hospital negligence.
Yeah.
So
Laura, nurse.
I lost my parents at a very early age, and I guess maybe that's why I resented their attitude about their parents.
I understand.
They wanted to get away from home,
nurse.
And yet they're taking from them.
Nurse.
And I think people should have a little bit of respect for their parents, so this kind of made me angry, and I thought, well, I'm going to call Larry and tell him how I feel.
Well, you're okay. Before you go, just one quick comment. Do you ever listen to Ed Schwartz and WIND?
Yeah, I do, and I think he's a very nice person.
But you like me better than him, right? Than he. Tell me the truth. Come on, Laura. Come on.
Well, he has an entirely different program than you do.
Oh? What do you mean?
Well, you see, he doesn't have an all-talk show.
Oh, it isn't?
No, it isn't. He plays a lot of music.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, he does. No, it's not an all-talk show like you. Yes, I think he's a very nice person.
Yeah. Oh, I...
Very nice. He is.
What about me? I'm a nice person, too, right?
Yeah, I like you.
I think you're very nice, too, Laura.
Well, thank you very much.
Hope I never need you professionally, but I'd like to know that you're in my corner.
Well, if I ever, catch up with you, I'd take very good care of you.
Thanks, Laura.
Yep.
So long.
Fine. Bye-bye.
On Town Crier, the Putterham Branch Library in Chester Hill will present a senior movie special tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. The film to be shown is Yankee Sails Across Europe. Women volunteers are needed at the Rape Crisis Center in Worcester. If you're interested, please call 791-6562 for information. Send your announcement on the postcard 2 weeks in advance to Town Crier, WBZ Boston 02134.
It's spring cleaning time, and time to turn the great yearly throwaway into the great spring giveaway. The Salvation Army can recycle just about anything, so BZ asks you, please, don't throw it away. Call the Salvation Army at 536-7540 and recycle it. 536-7540 for the Salvation Army's pickup service.
Dave, I like the way you asked that, and by Jove, I'll do it. I'll recycle it. It's 17 after 3 on WBZ. Let's take a call. Hello, Commander Glick here.
Hello.
Top of the morning to you, Larry.
Top of the morning to you.
For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly. Enough of that foolishness. What I wanted to know...
Yes?
I listened to I called Jerry Williams today, and I see he has a producer.
Yes.
Answers now for him. I hope you never do that.
He does. He always says. We do when we have a guest on.
Oh.
But not... if we have a guest on, I like to have some call screen.
Yeah, because it's very friendly.
Huh?
It's very friendly this way to have you pick up the phone.
Yeah, it's cheaper this way, too.
Oh, is that
It's right? a low-budget show. What happened? But Jerry's producer's a wonderful kid, Kenny Kale.
Yes. He was very nice. I talked to him. He was very nice.
Yes, he is.
But I still like... when you answer it.
Oh.
Anyway, you're a more friendly person. I like it.
Well.
But anyway, I listened to the Tom, who was that man that you went on the television with out in California?
Tom Snyder.
Yeah, he had a nice program on tonight.
What was it?
He had Ted Mack on.
Ted Mack?
From the
Amateur Hour. Geez, I didn't know he was still with us.
Oh, yeah, he had him on for a couple of hours tonight.
Ted Mack.
And they're going to... they are now looking into bringing back the Amateur Hour onto television.
Ah, they were successful shows. I remember
those. Yes, they were very successful.
And a lot of stars came out of those
shows. He is still doing it, But he's doing it in colleges now.
The Ted Mack Amateur Hour.
Yeah, and he's doing it in colleges.
I didn't know. I never heard of him. I haven't heard him in years.
He said he never gave it up himself. And he was telling about one show that he had in Washington.
Yes.
When he had the all the senators and the congressmen all participated.
Yes.
And he had a few, they had one senator on doing who you have in the morning. You know who you sign off with?
Oh, Jimmy Durante?
Jimmy Durante.
Yeah.
It was good. Then he had one that I'd like to find out more about.
Who?
One that whistles. I forgot his name. He whistles through his belly button.
Oh, yeah. They call him Belly Billy. Yeah.
Belly Billy. He still got him. Now, that would be a nice call someday to call Ted Mack.
Well, I'm going to call Ted Mack because I've got a vocalist that I've been grooming here for some time.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, and I didn't know that he was still in business, and I can't promote it too much. As a matter of fact, I've got a tape here of her. Would you like to hear a little bit of it? She's really great.
Right.
And I'll play a little bit of it, and I think that she's going to make it.
Yeah, but I don't want to hang up yet.
Yeah, well, don't hang up. I want you to get your opinion of this girl. She's a young girl, and she's an up-and-coming star.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're funny, baby. I'm in the mood for love, heaven is in the air, bright as the stars.
Yes.
What is that sound in there that goes up?
I don't know.
It sounds like somebody's burping.
You're right.
Is that you?
No. I can't do it.
Oh, you can't do
unless
that.
I have a glass of soda.
Oh. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, so you think that he might be interested in her as a talent?
Yes, I think he would. I don't know whether she'd get tomatoes or cabbage thrown at her. Even maybe a few rotten eggs. For her age, I think she does very well.
She's 28.
I hear that record quite often. Yes,
right.
He is.
What did you want to talk about?
I am 28.
What did you want to talk about, Bobby?
What I wanted to talk about was, first of all, I want to ask you...
Anything.
...about Frank, the Indian man.
Yes.
Where is he and how is he?
Frank is up there. He's up in Nova Scotia. The Indians are banding together, and they're opening up a motel up there.
Oh, is he part of that?
Yes.
Oh, he doesn't live in Boston anymore?
Well, he did.
Yeah, I know he did.
He did, and he was, I think he got laid off or something.
Oh.
And they got over up this, and they're all banding together. They're building a big teepee.
When I go to Nova Scotia, I'll have to see him, because I wondered why he didn't call me at Christmas to bring up some sandwiches for the children, because I would have, you know?
Yeah, Don and I, we'd go up there. We'd stay up there, too.
Oh, yeah?
Right.
Oh. I'd like to invite you down to Martha's Vineyard.
Oh?
I go down for the month of July.
It's June in July with Margie.
Yeah, right.
La da 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 dee.
The one question I wanted to ask.
Go ahead, ask Margie.
Was I got a pamphlet through the mail.
Yes.
On this Federation research for the preventive blindness.
Yes.
And we were asked to write to our senators or congressmen.
Yes.
And the senators in Massachusetts would be Brooks, because his name was on it.
Right.
And they want a card or a letter sent to the congressmen or senators asking for support of this bill, because the president has seen fit to cut it down quite sharply. And they are not going to be able to do their work. And you know, Larry, as I know, and as Mug knows, that blindness is a terrible thing.
Yes.
And if it can be prevented... it should, by all means, get all the support it can, you know?
I agree.
So I wondered if you'd ask your listeners to write to their congressman or to their senator and ask them to support this bill when it comes up. I guess it's coming up soon, this cutback. if they would please favor the increase and not the decrease. He's cutting them about, I guess, down to one-third of what they've been getting.
Mm.
And, of course, they do this all on government funds, not on money from the public, you know?
Well, okay.
And it is important. Blindness, you know, preventive blindness is
right.
Very important.
I agree with. Thanks very much, Marge. You have to move on.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Well, very nice talking to you, Larry.
So long, Marge.
You can stop wondering about what to give Dad if you go down to either of the two amazing Adams warehouses in Boston and Salem, New Hampshire. The famous menswear outlets that keep surprising shoppers with bargains like these. Designer-style sports shirts. You've seen them selling for $27 to $35 on sale at $7.90 to $9.90 and $14.90. Short-sleeve dress shirts in sizes to 16.5. The Adams Warehouse discount price is $4.90. And you can get 3 for $10. Designer ties, 10 for $17.75. Leisure suits, $17.75. Lightweight, well-tailored suits for men, $17.75 and $29. Sport coats, $17.75. Slacks, 3 pairs for $17.75. So stop wondering and start looking at the price tags in both Adams Men's Clothing Warehouses, 123 Beach Street, corner of South Street in Boston, and in the Mr. Coats Factory Building, at 32 Hampshire Road in Salem, New Hampshire. Both Adams warehouses open Monday through Friday till 9, Saturdays to 6. Salem outlet is open Sundays 1 to 6. Boston open Sunday for tea and browsing 11 to 6. Money back on any unaltered garment within 7 days.
All right, let's take another call. 26 after 3.
Hello, WBZ. Let's take another call. That's 254-5678. Hello.
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 How you doing?
Molt the Banny, Tove Mode.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, so what's happening down there?
Hey, everything's fine. How's everything down there?
Oh.
How's your mother? How's your father? How's your sister? How's your brother? How's everybody?
My sister's in the hospital.
Huh?
My sister's in the hospital.
Sister's in the hospital. What happened?
Well, she got asthma, like me.
You get asthma? How old are you?
18.
How old's your sister?
Oh, about 13.
You both have asthma?
Yeah.
What are you allergic to?
Oh, all kinds of stuff.
What?
You know?
Turn off your radio, will you, please?
Oh, sure.
Turn off the radio.
Turn off the radio.
Oh, kid, I'm sorry. I have to take 4 days for them to turn off the radio. There's a whole chain of events.
Oh, my buddy's turning it off now.
Your buddy's turning it off. How long have you had asthma?
How long?
I'll ask you that again. How long have you had asthma? I don't like to stump anyone on the first question.
Oh, since I was a little kid, about 2. About 2 years old or so. So we had a dog, and then I got sick.
Yeah.
And that's when they found out I had asthma. That's what the doctor said. So I had to get rid of my dog.
Did it help?
Mm-hmm. But I still get sick, you know, the weather.
The weather?
Yeah, the weather, you know, bad weather.
Now, when you're around other dogs, does that make you sick?
It used to when I was over at my friend's house, but not anymore. See, I outgrew it, kinda. And mostly just from the weather, I get sick now. I get a dog now.
Yeah.
And I don't get sick no more. You know.
Now, what about your sister? Does she get sick from a dog?
No, not anymore.
But she used to.
Yeah. See, the weather's been humid around now. You know.
Where do you live?
Peabody.
Right.
You know.
Hey, what's your first name, kid?
Chuck.
Chuck.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something that would be quite interesting?
What?
I read a lot of books on hypnosis and psychology.
Yeah.
And in these books, Chuck, hey, is someone on an extension?
Nope.
And in these books, I've read where physicians have had a lot of good luck with asthmatics using hypnosis.
Oh, yeah?
That's right. Well, for a long time now, they've been saying, well, they go to Arizona, get rid of the dog, stay away from dandelions.
Yeah, my doctor had asthma there, and he went to Arizona when he got old.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But the thing is that they found out that through suggestion, it can affect it one way or the other. Can I tell you this one story quick, Chuck?
Okay.
This may be beneficial to you. Let me get a little station ID here first. Catch up on the day's events with a complete news summary.
On the BZ 4 to 6 News Watch this afternoon, WBZ Boston, Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting.
And let me say, we'll take just out-of-town calls, out-of-state calls, from 4 until 5, as we do every morning, 4 to 5. I mentioned this several times before, but it's interesting to me, and if someone suffers from asthma, and if they can be helped this way, I'm not saying that everyone can be helped this way, but many people can.
Yeah.
What he did, this physician was teaching other physicians hypnosis in his office. Mm-hmm. And it was an air-conditioned office, closed, very, very comfortable.
Yeah.
And one of the methods of getting people to relax is to give them a picture in their mind, you know, of a meadow, some peaceful scene.
Yeah, and, yeah, I know what you mean.
And then in this scene, at this one time, I think there must have been maybe 5 or 6 or 7 doctors. I forget exactly. It was a small group. And the instructor said, and they have beautiful flowers. And one of the flowers that he mentioned was a dandelion. Mm-hmm. As soon as he said dandelion, this one physician got up and he had an asthmatic attack.
Right.
In an air-conditioned room. Now, there were no dandelions there. This was just a suggestion, Chuck.
Yeah.
It got so bad, he walked out of the room. After the session, the doctor came back in and the instructor said to the asthmatic, he said, what happened to you, doctor? He said, well, he said, you mentioned dandelions. He said, yes, but there are no dandelions here. It's an air-conditioned room. So the instructor hypnotized the asthmatic and told him that he would not be bothered by this problem again. And one session, he was through with his asthma for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not kidding about that, Chuck. I'm serious.
Pretty weird. Huh,
well,
I'm allergic to that kind of weeds and stuff, too, you know?
You what?
I'm allergic to weeds like dandelions and stuff, too, you know?
You are. See, yeah. Now, isn't that funny now? Have you ever been hypnotized?
Nope, never been hypnotized.
Yeah.
Never.
Well, check with a physician. You'll see.
Well, see, I smoke, too, and I'd like to quit smoking, you know?
Right.
Sometimes,
let me ask you this. How do you get along with your mother and father?
Oh, I get along with them good now, but I didn't get along with them too good before.
See, we're getting close. We're getting close to it. And would you say this, Chuck?
What?
Would you say now that your relationship is getting better with your mother and father that you're having fewer asthmatic attacks?
I don't know if that's the reason.
Well, I didn't say it's the reason. I said, would you say that since you've been getting along better with your parents, they have better understanding that you've been having fewer asthmatic attacks?
Maybe. I think it's mostly that, I'm mostly bothered by the weather now instead of animals and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, it could be weather, it could be money, it could be a million things, but I would suggest this, so you won't be bothered with it for the rest of your life. Would you go to a physician, find out who's a medical doctor up there in the Peabody area? Do you want me to take a look here in my book?
Sure.
Let me see if I can find it. I know that Bob Graves is very interested in this, too. Let me see. Massachusetts. Peabody, eh? Peabody. Son of a gun. There's not one in... How come we don't have one in Peabody?
I don't know.
Let me see. What's the closest city to you?
Salem, a lot of the...
What's the closest large city to you?
Huh?
What's the closest largest city?
Oh, probably Lynn or so.
What?
Lynn.
Oh, Lynn. How far is Lynn from you?
It's only about 10 minutes.
Ah, yes. Oh, here's a very good doctor. Hey, as a matter of fact, there are two medical doctors in Lynn. I met this one. He's very good. Dr. Richmond Allison.
Yeah?
Allison.
Yeah.
And the other one is Dr. Carlo Marchese. M-A-R-C-H, like March, E-S-I. Marchese.
And these guys know hypnotist stuff?
These are hypnotists. These are medical doctors who are hypnotists.
And they can do this for me?
Yeah, I'm not going to say that they can cure you. I'd say go and see, because in many times, asthmatics have been helped. I mean, have eliminated their asthmatic attacks. And they'll teach you self-hypnosis, so any time you get tense, you might get tense, Chuck, maybe an argument with your parents or someone, and you notice sometimes when you have an argument that this asthmatic attack comes on?
Yeah.
Well, what you learn, as soon as you became uptight, then you learn how to relax yourself and get rid of the asthmatic attack. Call one of these two doctors up there, okay?
Okay.
Good, and good luck. Listen, I hope it works for you, Chuck.
Okay.
So long, kid.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. 254-5678, you're on WBZ. Hello. Hello.
A very happy good morning to you, Larry.
Yeah, happy good morning to you.
Very happy. I passed you last week. I probably wouldn't call for a while. Because,
right. Well,
but,
what?
What happened, Doc?
What?
Who? My doc, my dentist.
Your dentist?
Yeah.
What happened?
He's got hay fever.
Your dentist got hay fever?
Yeah.
He sneezes in your face?
And, so he called me up and said, I've got a lot of good news for you.
I like good news. Lay it on me, pal.
Okay. But first of all, some of me must be rubbing off on you.
Summer?
Yeah. That's me. Hey, look, I think
this
long distance thing.
Where are you calling from? Are you calling locally? Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Silver Springs, Maryland.
Silver Springs, Maryland. Hey,
Washington, D.C. line.
Right, let me pour you a drink. Can I pour you a drink?
No, thank you.
I'll have one then, all right? I mean, one of us got a drink. Oh, that was good. All right, what? What'd you say?
Hey, look, if you don't have it...
What?
I have, but I have to say... excuse me, Larry, but I still, speak too well.
Right. You're doing all right. Straighten out your gums.
No, a doctor's got to do that, but he's got...